February 19, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The initiative against drudgery. Arise, shine, Isaiah 61. We have to take the first step as though there were no God. It is no use to wait for God to help us. He will not. But as soon as we arise, we find he is there. Whenever God inspires, the initiative is a moral one. We must do the thing and not lie like a log. If we will arise and shine, drudgery becomes divinely transfigured. Drudgery is one of the finest touchstones of character there is. Drudgery is work that is very far removed from anything to do with the ideal. The utterly mean, grubby, unattractive, mundane things. And when we come in contact with them, we know instantly whether or not we are spiritually real. Read John 13. We see there the incarnate God doing the most desperate piece of drudgery, washing fishermen's feet, and he says, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." It requires the inspiration of God to go through drudgery with the light of God upon it. Some people do a certain thing, and the way in which they do it hallows that thing forever afterwards. It may be the most commonplace thing, but after we have seen them do it, it becomes different. When the Lord does a thing through us, he always transfigures it. The Lord took on him our human flesh and transfigured it, and it has become, for every saint, the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's the end of the Chambers text. Oh, that we would get a hold of the fact that there is no more drudgery in life. There is nothing that has a sense of mundane routine, meaningless repetition of a task, and all is done for the love of God. If we would get a hold of the affection of God and his desire to be in us and actually do the mundane, mean tasks for us, we would experience a delight just in being in his presence that would so transfigure and so transform that task that people would be moved. Moved by the presence and the power of God as expressed in a response to a rather trivial task. God mostly shows up in the little things, not as much in the big. Yet in our lives as Christians, we try to find the big thing to do for God, the noticeable thing. But Mary, as she sat at Jesus' feet and broke open the bottle of ointment and fine spices and poured them over his feet and then wiped his feet with her hair, was remembered through all ages as she was mentioned in Scripture for the small but loving and affectionate task she did for the Master. If you would be anything for God, you would follow his example and you would empty yourself. You would wash the feet of anyone near you that could use a good foot washing. And you would do it with delight, not drudgery or obligation or duty, because it would be the Master expressing himself one more time on planet Earth. Let the Master Jesus Christ live in you, live through you on planet Earth today. It will transfigure and transform everything you touch. You will be blessed, and God will be glorified.